Hello everyone, this is Michael Anfield, and thank you for joining me here on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. Yeah, where we talk about all kinds of things, from anarchism to nonconformity to veganism, to raw veganism, to why it's so important to get out of society, all this kind of stuff, and in between as well. Okay, so visit our website at peaceful-village.com. We have lots of these audios, many videos as well, and blogs, blog articles, and so forth. Many books coming out, and yeah, just a whole lot of shebang. Yeah, and a lot of it for free, so enjoy. And if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, you can definitely do that as well. We have that on our website, so check our website, peaceful-village.com. Yeah. So this audio today is kind of a extension or a complementary to the blog. It's called Leaving Society Behind. So yeah, I want to talk about why it's so important to leave society. Is there another way to be in the world, to live in the world? Do we need governments? All this kind of stuff. And this is very, very important because people think that there's no other way to live in the world, that they're so used to having government and some sort of structure in place. Yes, there needs to be a structure. There needs to be some kind of values or something for a system like society to exist. But when there are people above humanity that, and some people even say they're aliens, I don't know, but when you have people above that in a hierarchical position, ruling over others and oppressing others and enslaving others, ultimately, that is not what we want. We want to live in a just world, in a just place. And we don't want justice, because we know everybody's wounded, everybody's hurt, and we don't want to harm other beings. So the whole idea here is that we need to realize that society as we know today, the society with governments and so forth, or if the country is ruled by monarchy, kings, queens, and so forth, princesses and princesses, and so forth, they no longer work. No matter how we reform who we elect as president, nothing will truly ever get better. We're not going to live in a Garden of Eden. That's the thing. It never will work. We can never, society will never evolve into the Garden of Eden, into or something like the Garden of Eden. We will never live in this paradise, paradisical way of living. It just can never happen in this kind of society where someone rules above the other people. It just cannot happen. Never will happen. No matter what people say, they're going to put them in jail and all kinds of stuff, and the White House is going to help, and the military is going to, and Donald Trump, and it doesn't happen. Listen, if we are harming if people, the general public, or general people are harming in some way, indirectly or directly harming and using, exploiting and stealing from non-human animals, we can never have true peace amongst human to human. We can never. There will always be wars if we're at war with non-human animals, with other animals, with the earth, with each other. There can never be peace amongst humans. No matter what people say, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. So in order, first of all, in order to truly stop the wars of the world, is to stop eating animals, stop eating anything that comes from them, and stop using them for anything, for clothing, for entertainment, for testing, for pets, for anything. Stop using them. We need beings to be free. Because they are not free, we are not free. Some people say, well, yeah, I can go wherever I want, I can do whatever I want. It's not true. When we want to go to another place on earth, we have to pay to do that. We need permission to do that. Yeah, we need permission to do just that. Just that. We need permission with a visa, with a passport, going through checkpoints and going through scanning devices and metal detectors and all kinds of things. Does that mean that we're truly free? Well, people say it's just for our protection, just for our safety, so that criminals don't go, you know. But we're still not free. It doesn't matter if criminals go back and forth or whatever. It doesn't matter if they do crime in their own country or if they do crime in another place. They're doing crime. Their actions are not according or accord or in line with truly their heart. And everybody's heart is pure joy, love, peace, compassion. The love has been suppressed, has been hidden from us. We have been programmed. And hey, I'm telling you, society has to go. But we cannot fight the system. That's what people think. Oh, we need to fight the bad guys. If we are still eating animals and we are still consuming their secretions and wearing non-human animal clothing and testing on them and going to zoos and rodeos and all this kind of stuff, our actions are horrible. We may be beautiful people, but our actions are horrible if we're still supporting that stuff. So we need to evaluate ourselves and stop pointing fingers at somebody else. We always like to blame and shame and judge others while we do all the horrible things. We support all the horrible things. So society never will work. We need to get out of society. It's a fallacy that society will work. It will never work. No matter what we do, how we reform things, it will never work. Just like animal welfare can never work. The animals need rights to be completely free in nature. Oh, you cannot just release pets in the street. Oh, you cannot just release cows in the street. We need to get rid of society, get rid of cities. Start planting mega planting, veganic, non-destructive, mega veganic orchards and gardens in a non-monoculture way. Veganic, without any external animal inputs, just human animal inputs like humanure, our own humanure and urine and our compost scraps and things like that, and of course a lot of mulch. This is what we need to do. First we need to band together as a human species and understand that we need to help one another. We need to start planting as much damn food as we can, anywhere we can. But of course, in cold places, it's not possible to plant during the winter season and the cold seasons. So therefore, we're not meant to live in these places. We need to grow food all year round. We need to be in warm climates. get your head out of the sand. We need to start to truly revamp our lives and to start taking life seriously. Stop playing on the internet and playing and whining and whatever with our retirement funds and all this kind of thing. We need to band together as human beings, get away from government, stop supporting them, stop supporting mega corporations, do whatever we can, start to repair as much stuff as we can, to buy whatever we can used, to do whatever we can to continue repairing and to upcycling and whatever we can to reuse and to upcycle and all these kind of things, and plant damn as much food as we possibly can, and many fruit trees as we can. We're losing so much forest, especially due to animal grazing and to grow the crops to feed to the non-human animals that we consume. Why don't we just consume the damn food itself instead of eating the animals that suffer and that die horrific pain and cry when their babies are stolen from them? This is ridiculous. How can we say we are intelligent human species when we can't even make the intelligent connections? The intelligence is to make vital connections. We cannot make vital connections. We're completely lost as a human species. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what we're doing. We conform because we're scared to do anything else, and that's it. If the police and the military want to come and attack us, let's make love and our consciousness greater than them. Nobody can take us on. Nobody can fight us physically when we're doing the most good and the least harm ever. We absolutely cannot be destroyed. Love can never be destroyed if we're truly unconditionally living our lives with unconditional love for all of life, and we're doing as much good as possible in this world, growing as much food as we can in nature, and doing whatever we can to become self-sustainable, and helping others and teaching others. This is the key, people, not reforming society, not getting a new president or prime minister or whoever. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. This is serious, people. People might think I'm crazy. People might think I'm lethargic. People might think I'm too skinny. People might think I'm so unhealthy. But this is the truth, you know. And it does take years or decades to sometimes even completely transition. But if we work all together as a human species, we can make this happen. But the point is, we don't trust one another. We're all wounded. We're all creating and causing violence. And we don't trust one another. Stealing happens frequently all around the world. Killings and bombings and all kinds of problems, you know, that we're facing. And it's because we're all wounded, we're all hurt, we're all harmed, and we need that love. We need to stop causing the harm, and we need to love. We need to love ourselves, we need to love others, we need to love all other beings, the non-human animals, the plants, the trees, everyone. We need to do whatever we can to becoming the best people, the best human beings that we can. We need to stop causing harm as much as we possibly can and do whatever we can to help others. We need to be in warmer climates. You know, the transition is going to be, it's going to take a little bit of time to transition and get away truly and become completely self-sustainable. But we can do this. There are people that have a lot of damn skills that can help in this. Make all kinds of alternative energy power and create communities, intentional communities, and set up systems where we can get free internet and free all kinds of free energy sources, and planting all our food, and people planting veganically, and people doing all kinds of things, building naturally, completely naturally, and doing this in small knit communities all around the world, especially in the warmer climates, subtropical, tropical areas where we can grow our food all year round, very warm places. These are the keys to being happy, being so joyful in life that we never really even want to die, because we just want to continue this amazing life. It's possible. In the beginning, it's difficult. It's hard to get to really where we want to be. And it might take years before fruit trees start growing and all this kind of thing. But we need to realize that when more of us band together, stick together, come together, and make this a reality, we can make a paradise, a paradisical way of living possible. It's possible. It's right here, right now. We envision it, we do the meditation, we do the inner work, and we do the outer work. It's possible. But the point is that, unfortunately, to get this message out really to the masses of people, that's difficult. That's really, really difficult. Governments have that power to get the message out. And they did so many, many times in the past. They did so especially during the COVID-19 thing that happened, coronavirus thing that happened. They did that. The whole world went on a shutdown, basically. Almost entire world went on a shutdown for some period of time. Still, some places are in red alert, and there's still things happening here and there around the world, and many, many, many things happening. But it's not the same anymore. Maybe, decades ago, maybe it was much better in life. But still, people were struggling. Still, there was problems in society, because society doesn't work. Before the banks or after the banks, whatever happened, at whatever time in so-called history, his story, basically man's story, it was all oppression. Now, of course, there's much more freedom of speech and freedom. You say you're vegan, and you say you're nonconformist, or you say you're anarchist, and at least you're not thrown into jail right away. You say you're vegan, you want a vegan something in a vegan restaurant or in a supermarket or whatever it is, and that's not a problem. They're not going to throw you in jail. Maybe in the past, if you weren't Christian or whatever, they burn you. But at least that's what they say happened, because I wasn't there. But yeah, we need to realize that society doesn't work. Medical industry and all this kind of stuff, we need to trust life to take care of us when we're doing the most good and the least harm as possible. Life, the universe, God, whoever, whatever you want to call that, basically will take care of us. We just need to do the work, the inner work, the outer work, helping one another, coming together as a human species, a human being species, coming together with other animals and saying, no, I don't want any of this nonsense. I'm going to nature in the tropics. I'm going to grow all my own food. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that and make it possible. I'm going to envision it. I'm going to do the meditation. I'm not going to scream and cry and whine and say, oh, this and that, all kinds of excuses. The people that don't evolve and understand this, what is happening, truly what is happening, are going to dissolve. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. And there's no other way. They have to continue experiencing life after life after life after life in bad karma, with bad karma. And that's it. And sometimes these people don't even transition to their next life. Sometimes they're stuck in transition for a very long time. If you believe in reincarnation or afterlife or whatever it is, we are eternal beings. We never die. Maybe in this lifetime, in this one lifetime we're living right now, but in the next lifetime we never die. We just keep going on and on and on and on. Our spirits, our souls can never die. So, people may completely disagree with this and have all kinds of justifications for continuing in this society that they are. Maybe they say they're too old or whatever. They cannot do it. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever, I'm blah, 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 blah. All kinds of excuses. Enough is enough. The earth doesn't need our excuses. The non-human animals don't need our excuses. We are being enslaved by governments. No matter what. And you know what? Some people say that we need to use violence. Sometimes we need to use violence in order to conquer violence. Not true. Violence does not equate to living in paradise, to being in peace. Violence of any sort, except indirect violence, like when we're walking and we step on an insect, or we're gardening and we harm someone in the process, mistakenly or indirectly, that's inevitable, unavoidable. You know, or when we drive our cars, you know, that sort of thing. So we need to do whatever we can to getting to that world we really want to live in. We need to start creating alternative communities. And these alternative communities are not actually alternative. These are the way we probably used to live in the past. With, of course, using now some technology like electricity and internet through alternative sources. Somehow using, getting internet somehow, I don't know how. But and then I don't know how if internet is really part of the whole system also. So if the government dissolves eventually, would internet still exist? We really don't know. Some people say the internet is completely controlled by government, and some people say it doesn't have an actual source of where it's coming from, but it is coming from various different places, you know? So, I don't know exactly. But whatever the case may be, over time, internet would not be needed. So, maybe not in our lifetime, we'll see how that goes. But generally, to sum up what I'm trying to say, is that society doesn't work. We need to do things for ourselves. Stop relying on others, like governments and corporations and pharmaceutical and medical industries, to help us, because truly they're not helping us. Maybe temporarily to suppress something, but they're not truly helping us. Overall, they're not holistically healing us. They have no idea what holistic healing means. So that is it for this audio. It's been a hard-hitting one. And really, something that many people just don't know or don't want to hear. Don't think it's all just BS. And they think, oh, sorry, cows. I don't wanna hurt your feelings. But anyways, I don't know what else to say. That's about it. This audio is getting a little long. I will talk soon to you. Don't forget, you can visit us at peaceful-village.com. and learn more about us, if you want to come join us here to learn more about all of this, understanding all of this, learning more all about this. Yeah, we're available online and for a long time anyways. Okay, everybody, take it easy. We love you. I love you, and I send you big hugs for wherever you are. Hopefully you are doing the inner and outer work, trying to get away from society and doing all the work, yeah, trying to plant as much food as you can, this kind of things. Okay, take it easy. Talk to you soon.